Casey Miner's Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network speaking with Carter Essick of the Carroll Tigers football team as he has made his announcement to go play football at Buena Vista University in Storm Lake next year. And Carter, I want to thank you for joining me. And how's it going today? How has it been getting that kind of weight off your shoulders announcing where you're going to college?
It's been good. It's been a long, hard process. There for a little bit, I didn't even know if I wanted to play football. So just saying I'm going there and committing there, I feel really good about it right now.
Walk me through that process. You know, you mentioned you weren't sure if you wanted to play football. What was kind of the turning head? Just like, okay, yeah, I want to play football in college.
Just, you know, honestly, a lot of Steve Shable just and Craig Rowett are just pushing me, my two football coaches, telling me how fun it was, how much fun they had going up there and playing football. And that really just turned the tide for me. Like, yeah, I should go play. I love this sport. I got to go play.
You've been a two-year starter for Carroll at quarterback. I mean, you started in other sports as well for the Tigers throughout the years. But how have those two shaped your football career? You mentioned those two just have kind of put an influence in you to going to college. But how have they also shaped you as a football player?
They just, right from the beginning, always had confidence in me, always believed in me, and they always showed that. They always put in certain things that helped me to be the best player I could and just always kept patting me on the butt every time I'd make a mistake. You got this, Carter. You got this. Keep going out there. Keep leading this team. Keep being the player we know you can be. And I really took that to heart, and I really appreciate that of them too.
What's it been like getting to play football at Carroll? You know, you had two successful seasons the last couple of years. You know, one of the most successful seasons in recent memory this last year, you know, for Carroll, getting that playoff round game for you this year. What's it been like, you know, putting on the pads every Friday and being a Tiger?
Just wonderful. It's awesome. Best experience of my life, probably, and probably will be for the rest of my life, just playing with all my friends from Owen to Noah to Logan. All those guys, man, I love playing with them every Friday night. I love practices, too. Some guys say they hate the practices, but I loved it just because we got to mess around. We got to joke with the coaches. We just had such a good and fun environment last year, and I just really appreciate everything that Carroll High football gave to me.
So you also play basketball, you play baseball. I know we're talking about football and you committing, but, you know, how do you feel like the other coaches in those sports and just you being out in those other sports have helped shaped you, you know, to get to the point where you're ready to go to college and play football?
Well, another guy I would say is Coach Lucan. He will be the head coach for the Carroll High baseball team this year. Just a guy I've really bonded with over these past few years, and he just always has confidence in me too. And those coaches that give me confidence are just really build me up, make me feel good about myself.
How was the recruiting process for you? You know, you eventually landed at BV. What other schools reached out for you? You know, did you get to take a visit to BV and kind of stuff like that? How did the recruiting process go?
A few other schools reached out to me, a few JUCO, a few one D2 college. But, again, I was really feeling BV just because the coach was really, really close to me because he played with my head football coach, Rowetter. And he really wanted to start the Carroll and Harlan kids coming back to BV so they could start winning again.
What was it like, you know, getting to visit the campus and stuff like that? What did you like about BV that really stuck out?
Well, they're building a new weight room. Seen some pictures of that. I think that's going to look really nice, and I just like the atmosphere they had. I felt it was really homey, really inviting, and it's only about an hour away from home, so I really like that, too.
You mentioned it being an hour away from home. Did that play a big key in the recruiting process for you, being able to play close to home so you could have family and friends come watch you?
Yes, very, very much so.
When you get up there, we'll kind of talk about academics a little bit. Have you decided on a major and stuff like that? What do you plan on studying when you get up there?
I have not decided any of that yet. I'm still going through that process, thinking about all that right now.
So you're likely going to get up there for fall camp and start in the fall. You know, I'd imagine that they're going to play you at quarterback. Have you talked with any coaches about, you know, how that journey is going to go for you? You know, expecting you could see some time right away, you're redshirting, kind of how's that process looking?
I think I don't want to be too for sure here, but I think I may get to see some playing time early, but because they have two quarterbacks that graduate this year, so there's a good chance for me to see a little time next year.
Carter, that is all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up at BV next year.
Yep, thank you.